With a news update on 99.7 1450 WHTC, I'm Gary Stevens. After about a five-hour standoff yesterday, an armed, barricaded man situation at a strip mall on Holland's north side ended peacefully with no injuries and an arrest of an 82-year-old man. According to Ottawa County Sheriff's Detective Captain Jake Sparks, deputies were dispatched to the area of Lakewood Boulevard between Beeline Road and Douglas Avenue around 11 a.m. on a report of a man entering a law office, brandishing two knives. A 50-year-old man and a 34-year-old woman inside were threatened, but the responding deputies were able to remove them without incident and cleared a neighboring business safely as well. The suspect remained inside the office while crisis negotiators with the Sheriff's Department's critical response team spent several hours of attempted communications, according to Sparks. Shortly after 4 p.m., the man was taken into custody without injury and awaits arraignment in Holland District Court on charges of unlawful imprisonment and felonious assault. The all clear message was sent out to nearby businesses to reopen. No reason as to what led to the man's actions was immediately disclosed by Sparks, but Property Law Solutions attorney Bob Sickle told reporters that the suspect is a family friend he had not seen in several years and had come to him for help because he thought people were chasing him, planned to kill him. The suspect started to threaten him with a knife when he tried to convince the man that he was safe. The incident remains under investigation. The impact of Ottawa impact is apparently spreading. New members of the Allendale Board of Education are making immediate changes and proposing others as they held their first meeting since the November 8th general election. Liz Ramey proposed removing Thurin Law Firm as the district's longtime legal counsel and replacing them with Kalman Legal Group of Lansing. That passed by a 4-3 vote.
They are profound advocates for constitutionally protected rights of staff, students, and parents.
Ramey also proposed removing the school board from the Michigan Association of School Boards, but that move was tabled.
This organization does not align with principles of protecting parental rights as evidenced by their passing of G-5.20 by stating they recommend parents not be able to opt out their children if parents demonstrate concern over curriculum.
The Allendale Board's actions are similar to those taken by the Ottawa County Board of Commissioners last Tuesday, who dumped Administrator John Shea in favor of John Gibbs, changed the county's motto from Where You Belong to Where Freedom Rings, retained Kalman Legal Group as the county's law firm, and abolished the county's Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Eight members of the Ottawa County Board, along with incumbent Kyle Terpstra, were endorsed by the Ottawa Impact Political Action Group, as well as both Ramey and Corey Mango on the Allendale School Board. Allegan County Sheriff Frank Baker says murder victim Cindy Klaus was preparing to end her relationship with 34-year-old Roger Hager when he killed her, their two daughters, and then himself at their home near Pullman on Saturday afternoon. Baker says Klaus had reached out to a friend for help, leaving Hager and getting her and the children away from him. They were found by a relative after Cindy did not return phone calls for over 24 hours. Sheriff Baker says it appears that she was packing to move. The second phase of Dune Harbor Park in Muskegon County is expected to open in March. The Muskegon County Parks Department opened the first part of the park in March of 2022 with an inland lake, 202 feet of Lake Michigan shoreline, and over 2 miles of trails. Phase two will have over 1,600 feet of Lake Michigan shore and 162 acres north of the current boundaries. Motorists in Michigan are paying more than a dime for fuel now than at last week at this time. Those in West Michigan spending the most at above $3.30 a gallon.
AAA's Adrian Woodland tells us what she attributes to the increase.
One of the major factors that kind of saw prices go upward is, of course, an increase in demand for gasoline around the holidays, particularly with the winter storm. And there were also some refinery stoppages due to that winter storm that we saw in December. And so those are two of the factors that are, you know, sending prices higher. And crude oil prices, they continue to go up and down. They actually went up to close out 2022, but last week they started to settle back downward again. So if we can see demand fall alongside, you know, crude oil prices falling, we could possibly see these trends reverse and prices start to decline.
I'm Dan Evans.
Detroit police say they have a strategy to cut crime in the Motor City this year. Chief James White says rapes and robberies dropped last year, but there was an increase in carjackings and murders.
We're talking 300 homicides. One homicide is one too many, but 300 is certainly a significant number in our community.
White says that suspects are getting younger.
We're seeing teenagers as young as 14 and 15 engaging in violent crime, and it appears to be driven in large part by beefs and conflicts over social media.
Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Ann Arbor on Thursday to take part in a climate change event. It'll be the California Democrats' third visit to the state since became vice president in 2021. She was last in the state to campaign for Governor Whitmer's reelection in October. Details on the Thursday visit by the vice president yet to be announced. State Supreme Court Justice Richard Bernstein has apologized to fellow Justice Kyra Harris Bolden for criticizing her hire of a former felon as a law clerk. The second term to serve suburban Detroit Democrat says he had overstepped her hiring process and that he should not have disturbed her ability to lead her chambers. 48-year-old Pete Martell resigned on his first day on the job after he had served 14 years behind bars for robbing a store in the Flint area and shooting at police officers. The Mackinac Island Artist in Residence program will continue for the fifth consecutive year. The program allows artists from anywhere in the country to stay for free on the island for a couple of weeks in the summer. Eight artists in different mediums will be selected to work on projects and teach the public, holding a workshop in the middle of their stay open to the public. The winners will stay at the Mackinac Island Visitor Center. Applications due by the end of this week. Awareness of disabled vehicles along the roadside is the focal point of a new traffic safety campaign by the Automobile Association of America. The Move Over From Me effort is being branded as a New Year's resolution for 2023 by the Auto Club, looking to cut down on nearly 350 persons on average who lose their lives annually by being struck outside of disabled vehicles. While all states have laws requiring motorists to slow down and or move over for emergency responders, law enforcement, roadside workers, and tow operators, this campaign looks to expand such protections for all persons in such predicaments. Holland Public Safety Police Captain Keith Mulder has seen an improvement among drivers who do pay attention to disabled vehicles and officers who make traffic enforcement stops.
We see the majority of people obeying that law, but definitely have concerns with it not always being obeyed and creating dangerous situations. So, I think the awareness has been good, and having the law in effect is good because then they're getting trained that way when they're going through driver's training and stuff like that. So it's definitely a good thing.
In inclement weather, such as the blizzard conditions seen over the Christmas holiday weekend, watching out for vehicles alongside roadways becomes even more important.
In all bad weather situations, especially up on the highway or the faster speed limit roads where, people slowing down and moving over is a big deal because being stopped along the highway, whether it's just a stranded motorist or it's an officer behind a vehicle, it can create very dangerous situations with the icy roads.
In a recent instance in which disabled vehicles were not along the shoulders but in the middle of the roadway, a Battle Creek man lost his life on M89 near Plainwell on December 20th when he was struck by a passing vehicle while getting out of his vehicle following a crash. A link to more information on the Move Over For Me campaign is in this story at WHTC.com. In high school basketball this evening around 6:40 p.m., depending on the length of the JV games beforehand, hear the Holland Christian Hamilton boys game with Greg Chandler on 99.7 1450 WHTC, or the Potter's House Christian at Saugatuck girls contest with Eric Van Swall on the Lakeshore's 92.7 The Van. Other matchups include Holland's boys at Zeeland West with the girls meeting in the Dutch Dome, West Ottawa's boys at Hudsonville with the girls meeting on Holland's north side, Zeeland East's boys at Muskegon with the girls meeting in the Coop, Saugatuck's boys at Potter's House Christian, Fenville's boys at Parchment with the girls meeting at Moorhead Gymnasium, Black River's boys at Bangor, and Hamilton's girls at Holland Christian. The Red Wings welcome the Winnipeg Jets to Little Caesars Arena in Detroit tonight. The Detroit Pistons play the 76ers in Philadelphia this evening. Jason Tatum had 32 points as the Boston Celtics stopped the visiting Bulls last night 107-99. Chicago takes on the Wizards in Washington tomorrow evening. State Major College Basketball tonight finds Michigan State at Wisconsin, Eastern Michigan at Western Michigan, and Central Michigan at Northern Illinois. The Gold entertain the Maine Celtics at Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids this evening. Get the latest news anytime at WHTC.com.